And sometime it you get choked or strangled.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's your goozle, causes that.
But what did your goozle do?
Well, it mostly, in a way, it braces your neck, and braces your head, and
is that the same as the Adam's apple?
Well, I suppose it protects your neck too, you see.
Uh-huh.
Goozle does.
And these are the...
Your teeth.
And this is one...
One tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth is the...
Your gums.
And this is one...
Hand.
Tooth.
Hand, both hands.
And this is the...
Palm of your hand.
Do you ever hear people call that anything else?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the pan, some call it pan, some call it the palm.
Uh-huh.
The palm of your hand.
And this is one...
Fist.
Two.
Both fists.
And a place where the bones come together is called a...
Joint.
And on a man, this is his...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulders.
And this is the...
Knees.
Or the whole thing.
The leg.
And this is one...
Foot.
And you have two...
Feet.
And say if you get down in this position, you say you...
On your... Well, you hunker down.
What's your hunkers?
Well, that's your legs, your joints. Your legs and your joints both. You bend them down, you call it hunkered down, you see. And it's not like bending down, getting on your knees, you see.
Uh-huh.
It's just standing on your feet and your legs together, just kind of hunkered down like that.
If a child wants to hide from you, he might go behind the couch and...
Yeah, or the door or something, hide that away.
And what?
Kind of drop his head down or hunker down, either one.
Did you ever say crouch?
Crouch?
Squat down?
Yeah, squat. I heard it said squat down. Squat, that's about the same as hunker.
What about crouch?
Crouch.
Would you say that?
No, I never did say that. I was hunkered or...
squat.
Or squat.
What's this sensitive bone here?
The shin. Shin of your leg.
Say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Overbalanced or toddles or...
If he's been sick.
Staggered, if he's been sick.
He looks a little...
He looks a little pale yet, or weakling.
Uh-huh. Someone who's in good shape, he's big and...
Big and fat, fleshened up, or...
He's not weak, he's...
Not weak, he's strong.
What about stout? You'd mentioned that word before. What
well, he's stout or strong, that's about the same thing.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Do which?
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
Don't believe.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say he's...
He's smooth-tempered. Smooth-tempered.
And someone who's always... A teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Slender. Tall, slender.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Well, he's clumsy and helpless.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
Well, that's, it don't do something that don't mean anything. That's, kind of uncalled for work or...
Would you ever call him a fool?
Yeah, I'll call him a fool-like. Ignorant or fool-like.
Does fool sound all right to say?
Yeah.
What would you call a person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Well, that's a rich man. It's, he's,